Durian Lee is the co-owner of a clothing company in Honiara. When our reporter Matt Bamford spoke with him last night, he described the unrest that's been unfolding throughout the day.
Mainly, a majority of the businesses that have been looted are Chinese shops. Honiara High School got looted. Still, many more buildings are getting burnt as we speak as well. The crowd consists mainly youth, whether or not they're being led by some sort of leader, we're not sure. The law and order here, the Solomon Islands Police Force, are incapable of keeping up with the actions of these people, and they're just very stretched out at the moment.
So what have you done to protect your business?
Anything, basically. It's up to them if they want to come and loot your business or not. The numbers are just too overwhelming to pretty much do anything against them. Spears, some weaponry, not guns. I'm not sure about the guns, but definitely some sort of weapons.
The Australian Defence Force is sending peacekeepers in to Honiara, into the Solomon Islands. What's your response to that?
Thank you very much, Australia, for sending the ADF and AFP. We are in dire need of them at the moment, just for some sort of stability and to help the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. I don't know, it's just very sad to see our own people destroying our own businesses. Local businesses are being destroyed as well. It's just very sad to see, and I just hope people come to realize that what they're ultimately doing is just destroying our own backyard.
Honiara businessman Surya Lee speaking there with Matt Bamford. Well, Desmond Zheng owns a cafe in Honiara and has lived in the capital since the 1990s. He too has welcomed Australia's decision to send federal police and defence personnel.
As far as I know, they always help. So it's a good thing. The police in Solomon Island, they still lack of experience, especially of this kind of thing. So it's good for the Australian police to give them a hand, or not really give them a hand, or advice, I would say. Yeah.
Do you worry about your own safety?
Of course I do. I've got family here, but at the same time, the area where I was staying at is kind of safe.
Do you have anybody else that you know that's been caught up in this? People who've lost businesses or people who have been hurt?
Yeah, a lot. Their shops were burnt down, and the actual warehouse was broken, and everything's removed. Nothing left, basically. They lost everything.
How do you feel about what happened to them?
Of course, I feel sorry for them. It's not my first time to see this kind of thing. The first the ethnic tension back in 90s, 2000, I was here. So I kind of get used to this kind of situation. So I almost experienced them all.
Do you think you'll stay on?
Probably not. Probably not.
Honiara cafe owner Desmond Zheng.